showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
God's love for us is something that touches every part of our lives. When we understand that God loves us and has so loved us that he gave his Son for us, it's something that inspires us. And as we've journeyed towards Christmas, that is what we were trying to see and understand and find as well. Can you just imagine the people standing around this little baby, knowing that this is God's love that has materialized in this baby? It's the culmination of God's love through generations and ages. And that's a love that we cannot contain, but it spills out to all those around us. When we come to a service like this on a day like today, we wish each other Merry Christmas because we have that love in all of us that is spilling out to those around us too. So we have hope, we find love, we also find joy. We had a look at this yesterday morning, and just once again, all those named Joy, just raise your hands. So two of them here today. Once again, be encouraged to find joy after the service. But even more so, we have traveled to find real joy and true joy in the birth of Jesus. It's something we celebrate. It's something that really fills our lives. Listen to how it was proclaimed in Luke 2. Karen, if you can read the next passage for us.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
What a wonderful time and season to share that joy with one another as well. Now, kids, have you received any presents today? Yeah. Were they good? Who was happy with your presents? Oh, a number of people. Little Jerome, what did you get? Oh. A swimming bag? Wow. Did that make you happy, Harry? Yes. Yeah, I'm sure it would have. What other presents did you get? Who else wants to tell me what they got? Yes. What did you get? A t-shirt. Some new undies. I think I need that as well. T-shirts and undies and all kinds of Apple things. Christmas is a time of joy, and I think that's what presents are all about, is sharing that joy that we have. And just the fact that we can share that in church. I think, Harry, we need to just write down that you told everyone in church about your undies. And one day when you grow up, we can share that, maybe at your wedding or something like that. That'll be just great. A time of great joy. So we are on this journey to Christmas. We find hope, and we find love, and we find joy, but we also find peace. And peace is not the absence of trouble or hardship, but peace is the presence of God. It's because life continues for us. We might go out again today and might find that we are short of undies, or we might find that things are still the same that it was before. We might still be worried about our health. The year 2018 might still be full of hardship. But the peace that God promises is not that we will just have everything going well in our lives, but He promises that we'll have peace because He will be with us in every circumstance. And that's the peace that we've been promised in Christ as well. And it's a peace that is hard to understand. And I think this third passage helps us just realize that. In Philippians 4, Karen, can you read that just verse for us, please?
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
See, God says that in Christ we will have a peace that the world will find hard to understand, because it's a peace that even though we are right in the midst of struggles, we are at peace because God is with us. Now, the journey to all these things is not a journey to a place. It's not a journey to a state we find ourselves in. But seeking and journeying towards hope and love and joy and peace is finding a person. We find all those things when we find Jesus Christ. And so that's what Christmas is all about. It's not about us finding all these things, but finding Jesus in our lives, because then we get all these other things with Him. And my hope and my encouragement to you, all of you today is that on this Christmas day, you will realize that it's about finding Jesus, but how that could really change and impact our lives. May that really bring hope and love and joy and peace to us all. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your story. What a great story you tell us in your word. And how you gave a star to lead people to find Jesus lying in a manger. How that journey helps us all today even understand what it means to find hope and love and joy and peace. We pray, Lord, that today and in fact also every day following will be full of Jesus. And that this Christmas will be about Christ. And that we'll find all the other things in Him. May you bless us in His name. Amen. We often have something that we hand out at Christmas. Today we don't, but what we do have is each other. So just for a couple of minutes, I'm going to invite you to turn around just to say hello to someone close to you. Wish them Merry Christmas. Ask them what they will be doing today. And maybe find out what presents they got. Maybe they got undies as well. So have a chat to those around you.